This is the Featured Business of the Week, a feature of LM Communications Radio Group. Our Featured Business of the Week this week is Clark's Pump and Shop. And I have Rick Clark with me. Hello, Rick. How are you?
How you doing, Skip?
Doing great. And Brent Clark. Hi, Brent.
Hey, Skip. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We've seen Clark's Pump and Shop up and around and getting a little bit bigger here and there, and I'm seeing them all over the place. Congratulations, first off. That means good business.
Thank you.
And how did it get started?
Well, in 1980, our father, John W. Clark, and built our first store in the Ashland area, Ashland, Kentucky area. And, you know, he growed it pretty slow at the time. It was in the 90s, when late 90s, when me and Brent, and we had a brother, Rodney, with us. He passed away about 3 years ago.
So this is a family business?
Family business. And me and Brent and Rodney purchased the stores from our parents. They liked it. My dad loved to build the stores, but when it came to operating employees, you know, we were younger, and from there we bought them from him and just started growing them, and we grew them one at a time, actually, and then we had a few acquisitions where we could pick up, you know, 5-6 stores here and there, and it was in 2000 when we got in Central Kentucky, so that's where we're at here now, and that's been a great market for us. You
know? I forgot to introduce my partner.
Yeah, no kidding.
We better go back.
He's my swimming partner, yeah. Alan Stein.
Thanks a lot, Skip. We've been doing this for years, and
you just forgot about me.
Well, that's great. Listen, I want to ask Rick and Brent some more questions about how we started Clark's Pump and Shop. What was it that your dad did originally? What was his?
That's a wonderful story. My dad was a steel worker, worked for AK Steel. Actually, it was Armco Steel back
Armco,
then.
Armco, right.
And he had a hardware store on the side and a gas station on the side.
So he was an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur all the way. Hardest working man I've ever seen. His name's John W. Clark. And he didn't like shift work. His dream was always to work. That was big money back then, you know, work on a crane, you know, down there at the steel mill. And he hated midnight. And so this old distributorship come up named Gulf Oil.
Right.
In 1970, I believe it was. And he...
68, 70.
That was 70, I think. Whatever. But he said they was taking applications, put his application in. They picked him. 7 years later, he bought the distributorship, become his own business guy, the jobber.
Did he quit working at Armco at that point?
Oh, yeah. And everybody thought it was crazy. But it's been a pretty good deal, you know.
Well, it's turned out okay, hasn't it?
Yeah, and when we grew up, we worked for him in school, summers, Christmas breaks, after football games on Saturdays. Then we ran. I mean, we played sports and everything. And he just put a lot of work ethic in us. And you know, we learned the business from him. But we all went to college. He told us, you guys do what you want, but you always have an opportunity to come back, and we did. And then we designed the business where we own a big part of it, and we actually own more of it now, and he does than we rent. But I mean, that was the way it worked out, you know.
Is your dad still around?
Yeah, he's 78, still around. He's a pretty sharp guy, you know.
And is he involved in the business?
Every day, he'll be here till he dies.
Well, Brent, let me ask you, because I grew up in a family business too, and my dad was an entrepreneur and owned and operated multiple businesses from food service operation to building swimming pools to real estate to wholesale warehousing and all sorts of different things. I'd like to know what you felt like the experience of that. What was it like growing up in a family business in Ashland like that?
Well, it was interesting. You know, as family business goes, it's
right.
Everybody thinks it's a bed of roses and you got a silver spoon, but there's a lot of,
not in the beginning.
There's a lot of heartache that also goes with family business and being in business with your family.
Right.
Growing up, it was, you know, fantastic. I mean, every chance we got, we were, he would drag us down to the bulk plant and we'd work. I mean, from sweeping floors, cleaning trucks out in the summer.
What age did you start doing that sort of stuff?
Probably when
I was eight.
Probably eight. We were all 2 years apart. So I'm the youngest, and Rodney was in the middle 2 years, and then Rick's 4 years older than I am. So, I mean, I hung around them when they were doing it at eight. I was, you know, getting drugged down there probably at 2 years old, 6 years old. And just, you know, we would paint everything during the summers, us and all of our friends. And then as all of us and friends got older, we'd all work all summer long.
I get it completely. When there were five of us and we were in the family restaurant business, and we always said there were five because Dad needed a dishwasher, a cashier, a busboy, a waiter, you know, which was kind of funny, but that is the way a family business is.
Yeah. It's the way it works.
Yeah, you just kind of find your role. And Rodney was, didn't hang out in the office much. He was always outdoors and working with his hands. So he was more on the contracting side of physically doing the work as well. Dad, I mean, if you ask anybody that knows him, he was – you know, they would say, you know, I always saw John out on a dozer or a backhoe building a store.
Yeah.
And everybody else standing with a shovel, just standing there watching him work.
Wow.
You know, he would show them how to dig a ditch, and he'd end up digging the whole ditch, you know. And
yep.
So I've learned a lot from that because I don't do that. And,
so much for the family business part.
Well, that's from being the youngest.
But you
observe.
I've learned to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that all the time. But, you know, I try to let people do and have responsibility and show us what they can do.
Well, I'm fascinated by the concept of growing it from just that one Gulf Oil franchise to now 70-plus stores. How did that work? How did you get the expansion going? Was it all in Ashland at first and then beyond?
Yeah, it was in Ashland, and we call Ashland a tri-state area. We're right on the Ohio River.
Yeah, with Ironton over there.
Ironton, and then all Ohio right down the river, and then West Virginia. You know,
that's
so close.
Right.
But it all started right there in Ashland, and then we just grew one store at a time. I'll be honest. We started in Ashland, went to a little town called Catlettsburg, and then down to Greenup, you know. And we had no idea at the time we would end up with – you just don't know, you know, what you got.
You just started out with wanting like three or four stores probably.
And well, then we started out, we didn't know what we wanted because we were just like, you know, we'd all have one store, wouldn't we, Brent? And then it just – I'll tell you, over years we developed, and it took a long time – such a partnership with our suppliers, you know, and our wholesalers, and then we developed a team of people. You know, we don't do this on our own. We got the vision.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm.
We go out and we build them, but we control me and Brent everything in it. But we have got people, a team of people. Without a great team of people, it doesn't happen, you know. And they're loyal to us. Been there for years.
How many folks you got in the company?
We employ between all the companies about 850.
Wow.
And a lot of part time, and there's a lot of full time positions. We haul our own fuel. It's a unique operation, really, and we're really proud of it, you know, because we take pride in our stores and how they look and the cleanliness, the safety, you know.
I've noticed as I've been in your stores. That's for sure, that everything's nice and clean, organized, and it's logical. Not all stores are logical. When you walk in, you know, you have an idea of what you're looking for, and you can find it. It's right there. Yeah. So I commend you for that, for sure. It's a good plan.
You know, me and Brent's role, we play a big role, trust me, but we try to provide the leadership, direction. Like he said, we expect them
support.
To do their responsibilities. And now, you know, we've got Brent's kids coming up through the deal, and one of them's working for us now, and the fun part is teaching them the business too, you know.
Sure.
Which is a long time.
All 70 of the stores are company owned?
Yes.
And this is the Featured Business of the Week, a service of LM Communications Radio Group. We're speaking with our featured business, Clark's Pump and Shop, and Rick Clark and Brent Clark. Let's talk a little bit about your stores. It's come a long way.
Let's be more specific now. Tell us about the store.
There's some around here that I believe, don't you sell boiled peanuts? At a couple of your places?
Some of our stores we do.
I love those.
Depends on the area.
Got to bring them in closer. Mm-hmm. I'm a boy from Georgia, okay? But let's talk about your stores a little bit.
Well, I mean, the new stores we're building, we call them the modern stores. And they are so much bigger. You can get a lot of inventory on them. We got into the hot food business, which was been interesting for us. You know, we sell a product called Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Clark Cafe. We've got excellent offerings with the fountain drinks, coffee, cappuccino, fountain, you know, the Pepsi, Coke drinks. You know, and then we also get into where the big beer caves, you know, the where your beer, you know, it's there's a big cave back there, beer cave.
It's a walk-in.
Right.
I always worried I'd get hit by a bear.
Walk-in beer cave. Then one of our concepts that we got into was the drive-thrus we offer.
Mm-hmm.
And not every store's got it here, but the ones we get permits or if they'll allow it. And that's been a big hit for us, you know, people on the drive-thrus. Yeah.
So, Fayette County's not much on convenience.
No, they're not. Let's talk about some of your fun fall specials and events that you've got coming up at Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, we definitely have our golf outing coming up that supports our local ACTCS college there in Ashland for now. We started that a year after our brother Rodney passed away. And
now that's to honor your brother?
Yes, that's a memory of Rodney. And to we send right now one, maybe two kids from the high school we went to, Fairview High School in Westwood. They get a full scholarship to ACTCS's the vocational school. That's what Rodney's passion was. So, so we're doing that, and this is our fourth year, I think, raising money for that.
Yeah, this will be our fourth year, and we've had excellent support from our vendors, our friends. Yeah. We have great friends, really. Yeah. Proud to say, in the first 3 years, we raised $365,000.
Wow.
And this year, it looks like we're going to hit $100,000 again. Mm-hmm. So we're getting ready to expand now that we've got the endowment set up.
Right.
We're getting ready to expand the scholarship offerings to, you know, it's not just going to be where us four went to high school at.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to expand to the whole tri-state. So there'll be a lot of people, kids, it's going to be helped through that deal, you know.
This
so
is going
to
be awesome.
We're real proud.
Yeah, not, you know, not everyone needs, you know, to come to University of Kentucky or Georgetown, Eastern, you know.
Well, they talked the past couple of years. They said, well, some people aren't right for college.
Right.
They're better off at a vocational school.
Yeah.
It's quicker turnaround. It costs less to get through the whole program.
A whole lot more economical.
Right, and that's what it takes to be a tradesman.
And you can make an awful lot of money being in the trades.
Yeah,
folks are having such a hard time filling roles for plumbers and electricians and HVAC. And those jobs, when you're trained,
so
yeah, you come out of there and you're making $70,000, $80,000 right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like you said, Alan. I mean, that's our shortness. It's a shortage of help in that field, you know, and we need that as much as we need somebody becoming a history teacher.
Well, I mean, probably. Really. Honestly, I'm a big advocate of community and technical vocational schools and colleges, and I can tell you that I think the key to our future is through the community college and technical college systems. That's where we're going to be trading people, and that's how we're going to rebuild our middle class.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, because those things are essential. Yeah. You're right. Not everybody needs to be
truck drivers. I mean, you know, we deal with, you know, we haul our own fuel, so the truck driving industry in itself is in a major shortage, and I mean, you have to have them.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much stuff goes into putting your own family business together. Like you said, your family business is now 70 stores, and it across three states.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that logistics to get all your
But we've got other business inside that. It's not just convenience stores, you know, properties companies. We got a maintenance shop. We work on all of our trucks. We build our own stores. We, you know, work on all of our equipment.
You're like your own little planet, aren't you?
Yeah. We like to, you know, we're not very controlling, as you can tell. So.
Yeah. So how does somebody get an opportunity to be in your company?
Good question. You know, we're always looking for people. Always looking for people. We don't require them to be college educated. We suggest it because in today's world, a certificate or a two-year degree, what you're talking about, is real important, you know?
Right.
And but, you know, it's through a lot of most generally, I like to promote within the company because, you know, your people take more pride in it, you know? And we bring some outsiders in, you know, if we have to, but we do our best to promote within the company. And we just did And just the other day, we promoted somebody within the company. Yeah. We feel like that's a good route to go, and we've been successful with that.
Yeah, know, we've got but, employees that have all the way from, of course, new hires today. We probably have a new hire almost every day in the store level. And then we have employees that's been with the family business for, well, our uncle is there, and he's probably been there 45 years. We have office people that's been there 35 years, 38 years.
Wow.
But mean, you do have entry-level opportunities, and folks can just walk into the at the store level?
Yes. Yes.
Fill out applications?
They can fill it out online.
A lot of them start at the store level. We kind of watch them, and then you can say, hey, you know, I may need to move this one over here. You know?
Yeah, so sure.
That's what we do. But our management team, very little turnover. They're loyal. It tells you, I feel like, that they like working for us and we're good to them, you know. I mean, if we make money, we share it with our people. That's the way it's supposed to be, you know. So that's the way it works.
What are the most important things you're moving through your shops? Is it the petroleum products or, you know, talking about hot foods?
Used to be,
or?
You know, the margins in petroleum's up and down. You know, it's kind of, years ago, I can remember times when you didn't worry about the inside sales. You made enough on the gas.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Well, then now that the competition's more competitive, we depend on the inside sales. Mm-hmm. And
probably the food. I'd say that our major concentration is the food in our stores, from our chicken to our delis and our cafes. We have donuts. We have, the fountain area.
Right.
We're getting better at that. And we feel, you know, we can compete with anyone out there. If you come into our store and our offering, everything's fresh. Our sales are good, so we have really good turnover. We don't have old stuff on the shelf. The cooler stays fresh.
Well, the chicken's going to get hit tonight.
And, and the chicken is really good.
The chicken is
you,
good.
You have made one chicken sale today for sure.
I'll tell you a big category, too, is the energy drinks. The Monster energy drinks,
right,
and the Red Bull is a huge, huge category. And I mean, still shocks me that people, as many of them as they drink, okay? But it's pretty amazing. And then the bottled water, I'll tell you what, at certain times of year, we have our own labeled water, the Clark's water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see Brent's got one there now. And I'll tell you what, you won't believe the number of cases of that. We just blitz out of there. You know, we got a price for 24 of them at $3.99. That's a pretty good price.
That's pretty good.
And every day out the door. So.
And we donate a lot. People call a lot for water for their event.
Yeah.
From grade schools to high schools to cheerleading squads to, I mean, you name it.
Sounds like you really are very sensitive and involved in the communities that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to touch on about that?
Yeah. I mean, we're in a lot of communities, and we try to help when we're asked. We try to help the schools, you know, the local. It could be something with academics. It could be, the sporting events,
right,
whatever it is. We help a lot of organizations, you know, when you talk about one big one we help in Ashland is the Paramount Arts Center, you know. It's
right,
really
sure,
big for our area.
Mm-hmm.
We hit a lot. We really, really do a lot for that as far as that goes. As far as the Lexington area, you know, when you talk about Central Kentucky, we're just getting started down here as
yeah,
far as advertising, and we're starting to get a lot more requests. And we do a lot for the schools down here, don't we, Brent? The high schools locally, you know, and we're big UK fans. I mean, you know, we support the Big Blue, and
well, being down in Ashland, I'm starting down there. I'm guessing you're Reds and Bengals fans too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we grew up that way. I mm-hmm. guess you say that. Now we're Browns, too, because we got some Baker Mayfield up there, so that's pretty good.
You can have the Browns.
Man, you got an opinion there.
Yeah, we're big fans of Marshall University just
sure,
because of we got stores all around that area, you know.
Right. Thundering
Herd. And they're good to us. But now we take a lot of pride in my father always taught us. He said, when you give back, you'll get back 10 times fold, and I believe that 100%. So me and Brent are very generous, I'll say.
I don't think he was the originator of that, though.
He probably wasn't. He always said that.
Well, you know what?
We did grow up in church, though. So.
being involved in supporting your community.
I'm talking about giving, you know, to the communities, you know.
Right.
It really pays off. Our golf event's a great example of that.
When is that golf event coming up?
September the 6th is when it is.
Where is it played?
The Bellefonte Country Club. And it was so such a tremendous response, we had to go to two sessions, morning and evening, afternoon. And but, I mean, that's just a great example. You know, when we help in the communities, when we want something, they're coming to help us, you know.
And that's, absolutely.
That says a lot, you know. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, before we close, since we are in Central Kentucky here, tell us where your locations are so folks can go visit you.
Not all 70 of them.
Yeah.
No, just the ones around here.
Well, we got, you know, just we've got a two-year location. Probably we've rebuilt one in Winchester. Then as you come in on exit 113, North Broadway.
Right.
It's a marathon. And we've got one at Russell Cave and New Circle Road. All these are marathons, by the way. We got one out on Versailles, out past the castle before you get on Bluegrass Parkway on the right. We've got a new one that's about a year old, year and a half, on inside the circle on Versailles Road coming to downtown. On the left, we have one that has got a McDonald's in it on Winchester Road.
Yep, I know it.
And then we just opened a brand new one earlier this year at just up about a half a mile up the road on the right.
Right.
And then we have three in Georgetown. We have one in Berea. Pretty much covers, and we've got we're going to rebuild one in Clay's Mill Road coming up. That's our next one in Lexington.
So, anything you want to leave us with before we close?
The big thing is we just got some great customers. We're real proud of our operation. We're appreciative of all the customers that stop in, see us, and they're just loyal. They come back all the time, And we're going to be looking to build more locations. This is our Central Kentucky's where our big growth area. We want to be in the next 5-6 years, and so we're out, you know, looking, scouting property, and trying to put more locations up. So.
Sounds great.
We appreciate you coming in today. This has been the Featured Business of the Week, a service of LM Communications Radio Group. Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop and Brent Clark and Rick Clark, and a big thank you. And I'm sorry for missing you and dissing you. It's Alan okay. Stein.
Big I am guy. Not a person of instant.
I know that. Join us next time on this LM Communications Radio Group station.